Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a late applause, but welcome to the show. It's great of you to join us. Pigskin Nation, week 7. We have results and predictions tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, help me welcome Big What's going on, my man? How you doing today?
All right. All righty. A little under the weather.
Oh, hell. Man, bad, huh?
Week 7.
You're freaking dying over there, man. We were just having a great time in the green room, and now all of a sudden you're just, all right.
I'm all right, but I'm not really all right, but I'm all right.
Yeah. Hey, man, it's great of you to be here, Lou, and also joining us, ladies and gentlemen. We have the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony.
Yes. I am running for re-election, and I'm over. I think it has to be close to 500 days now, because I have to go look. I have to go look at how many days I've been champion. But I'm gonna go for.
Who are you going for? For re-election?
Nobody. I'm gonna go for Roman Reigns' record. I'll be champion forever. Nobody can challenge me. Nobody can come close to my athletic prowess.
What's his name? Hollywood, the guy that's fighting Roman Reigns. What's his name? Came out with Gina, and now he's fighting for the championship on the next pay-per-view. What's he called? I forgot his name.
L.A. Knight.
L.A. Knight. He has a good thing, like a good rap, this guy. He has the audience, like, yell out. He says something when he says, I'm L.A. Knight, and then he says something. I forgot what that is, too.
Yeah.
I used to be so much more interested in the WWE, and I'm not no more.
Good.
L.A. Knight, he's like a cross between The Rock and Stone Cold Steve Austin. Yeah.
I like his thing, man. He has a good... Right, he does. He invented that with himself. That's great with the leather vest, the dungarees.
Big Lou is getting all comfortable now, and he forgot that he's sick. So we're going with the points. Yeah, we're jumping right in.
The points are as follows: 56 for Chuck, 51 for me, and 49 for Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
You ready?
I mean, I'm ready. I'm as ready as I'm going
right.
to be. What were the points
again?
We're 56
for Chuck.
The week
7 picks from last week. The Saints at the Jaguars. Saints and Jaguars at the Saints. I had the Saints. Hollywood had the Saints. And Chuck had the Jaguars. Who won that one?
Oh, I'm supposed to tell you guys who won that one? Saints or Jaguars?
Yes, that's how it works.
All right, well, excuse me for not being ready, but, the Jaguars won that one, 31-24.
Oh, Chuck gets the win, we get the loss. Okay.
Nice.
The next game was the Commanders at the Giants, and we all had the Commanders, and we lost that one.
Yeah.
Man, I can't believe I picked the fucking Redskins, honestly. I knew the Giants were going to somehow pull it off, but sure enough, they did. And if I would have picked
the
Giants,
lost,
I would have won a bet at work.
They almost lost. Because Tyrod Taylor, you know. Anyway, let's go to the next game. And the Bills, Patriots. Now there's another thing. We all had the Bills.
There's another one.
That's another one.
You should have had. I told you to take the Patriots. And you're like, no. I said, you want to change? And you're like, no, I don't want to.
Bill, what's his name, that asshole and the coach. I thought they were tanking.
Why did they win? I thought they were tanking.
Of course, the coach wouldn't go for that. He said Bill Parcells, one of those guys that Bill Parcells broke in.
From the Bill Parcells tree.
So they never go.
He'll only cheat a little bit on recording the opponents and deflating footballs, but he doesn't. He's not going to throw a season.
Browns at Colts. We all had the Browns. Who won that one?
Oh, we all had the Browns, yeah. And it coincidentally, the Browns won 39-38. Remember we had the big to-do about the backup quarterback from this one?
Yeah.
We didn't know who was backup quarterbacking. It was Gardner Minshew for the Colts and some guy named something Wilson or something or other for the Browns. Not Watson.
Yeah.
I had the NFL Network on about a half hour ago. And
wasn't that game a one-point game and they made the spread, right? Wasn't that 1.5 points?
39-38 was the finish.
Well, no, but I'm just saying the spread, like it's awfully funny how they
the
just happened to
hit Vegas. The spread was 2.5 points, Browns. So they beat it, right?
So so isn't it odd? Crazy, right? That, you know, they just scored enough to win and yet. If you
bet money on the Browns,
by more than 2 points.
Yep. Okay, go to the next game. Ravens were at home against the Lions, and we all picked the loser Lions.
Fucking Lions, man.
No, fucking
pissed me off. I can't believe. I mean, it's believable that they lost, okay? The Ravens are a damn good team, but fucking 38-6? I mean, give us a fucking play. Get the fuck out of here.
Let's go to the next game. The Raiders were at the Bears. Chuck had Raiders. Me and Hollywood had the Bears. And
the Raiders.
I picked them. I remember Chuck said to me, why are you picking the Bears? And you know why? Because I'm seeing the quarterback coming around like he played in college. And they have a pretty decent team now, it looks like. So that was
About Justin Fields?
No, the guy on the Bears. The Bears.
The Bears won, right?
Yeah, well, he heard
the
Bears
won.
Yeah, the Bears won 30-12.
Yep.
They beat the crap out of the fucking Raiders. Raiders suck, man.
Hold on.
They got that nice new stadium, and they suck.
Me and Hollywood.
So I get a point.
Bears. Chuck
nice.
Had the Raiders. So, all right.
You guys are catching up to me, man.
Hold on. I lost the page. Stop. I lost the page. Hold on. It's 58-51.
All right, here we go. Ooh. The Buccaneers at home against the Falcons. We all picked the Buccaneers. I think we all
And
won.
Coincidentally, the Falcons won this game.
Yep. And
yeah, we all failed to get a point there.
The Falcons have a young quarterback. They interviewed him tonight, too.
And what's his name?
I forget.
You're talking
there
about
There you
Hitler,
go. That's how good he is. That's how you know he's good.
No, I'm telling you. This guy on the I wasn't convinced in the beginning of the year with this team. But now that I saw this quarterback and they showed a few clips and he played good this weekend, wow. I'll tell you, man.
I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it.
So we all have a loss there.
Desmond Ridder. His name is Desmond Ridder.
Yeah. Yep, that's right. Okay, the Chiefs at home against the Chargers. We all have the winner, Chiefs. I know.
Yay.
Chiefs won?
Didn't they? Of course they did.
Man, they didn't know he was winning. I mean, you know, I don't know, this game, man, I saw it, but I wasn't happy with the outcome.
Right.
But I just knew it was going to happen. I can't believe the Chargers, though, have only won two games.
Right. The Chiefs To me, they have a good chance to win back-to-back Super Bowls. Yep.
I mean, it's looking that way.
Even though it's
the referees with their hands on the steering wheel.
It's the spoiler. The league wants it to happen. That's why it's not going to. They're going to get there. And I tell you, the team with wings is going to spoil it. Everybody's going to be assuming the Chiefs are going to win, and whoever they're playing against is going to just beat them. And it's going to be
a team with wings, right?
The Rams.
As long as it's not the fucking Eagles, man. I hate the fucking Eagles.
All right.
It can't
the Rams.
The
Rams were at home. We all had the Chiefs, right? The Rams are at home against the Steelers, and we all had the Rams.
And you know, oddly enough, the Steelers won this one. Yeah, we took a big hit, man. This last week.
Yep.
And by the way, if you're wondering why we're going so fast, because Luke's having a hard time right now.
Right.
He's on
I
a
just
breathing
started
tube.
Getting a little nauseous. Man.
Yeah, he's on a breathing
tube. My nose is running now, too. Anyway,
you can
Packers,
blow your nose.
Packers at Broncos. I had the Broncos.
Packers.
Chuck had the Broncos. Hollywood had the Packers.
Yes, it
and
is.
And the Broncos pulled it off amazingly, 19-17.
And they give up 30-some points a game. But I knew that they were going to win. And they did. Okay. Seattle Seahawks at home against the Cardinals. Chuck had the Seahawks. We all had the Seahawks.
The Seahawks won, indeed, 20-10. Yeah, 20-10.
Right.
Seahawks.
All right. The next game is the Eagles at home against the Dolphins. Hollywood had Eagles. I had Eagles. Chuck had Dolphins.
Ah, the fucking Eagles destroyed the Dolphins 31-17. And were the refs involved in that? Did they have their hand on the steering wheel in that one?
Let me tell you something, man. There was a couple of calls that were very, 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 suspect, man. Bad. The referee, I swear, it was for first down, right? And, forget it, man. I saw that the referee had to be cheating because the guy made it, and they gave up. Man.
It's getting obvious. It's so obvious. It's all, people are online, or you know, when you say something, they're like, "Oh, you're just salty because your team lost." I'm like, it's not just the Broncos or the Chiefs; it's everywhere in the NFL. Every team is being the refs are having a hand in all these fucking games, and they're making these calls
awful,
and these big
man.
Momentum shifts.
There's a couple
the Broncos,
of good referees.
In their first two games, they got two bad calls on each of those games. They would have had a fucking, they would have won, and they would have been 4-3 instead of whatever. So, I mean, it's all rampant. It's all over. It's like everywhere because they want to make sure that they don't make the point spread, but the right team wins. And if you notice, only the upsets are the big ones. Sometimes the refs let those go, or sometimes the team is just too good that you can try to throw it, but the other team
but
just sucks so bad.
How
that
do you
can't.
Interpret some of these calls? You know, don't they have like a school for referees and say, all right, this is a penalty?
The school of the blind. The school of the blind.
It's no longer, you know, yeah, I mean, somebody's got their hand in that, obviously.
Who knows? All right,
but what I can't understand is how the hell Hollywood doesn't know that his Broncos are 2-5.
They have 2 wins. Yeah.
Come
I
on,
don't
bro.
Know. Who cares? That's why I said 4-3, 2-5. I don't.
They give up 30.
I don't know. Why are they trying to win? They should be. I don't know.
The coach is,
yay, they won.
The coach's personality. That's it. All right, we had the Eagles, Hollywood. And I did, and Chuck had the Dolphins. Last one here.
Right.
Now, we got the 49ers and the Vikings. We all picked the 49ers.
And I had
a feeling, you know something? I almost changed it to the Vikings because Kirk Cousins looks damn good, man. When you give that guy time to throw, he can make the throws, man. Yep.
Yeah, but that's a big if. Like, he never has the time.
So
he's one of the
seven.
He's
results.
Always scrambling. He has no choice.
And Monday.
He always
what about
on the
Monday
run.
Night?
I just said.
Are we at Monday?
Monday was the 49er Viking game, and we all.
So that's
had,
it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's
oh, okay.
It, baby.
So Chuck, you got ended up getting 5 right this week. You're at 61. I got 5 right. I'm at 56. And Lou got 6 right this week. He's at 55, making up some ground. There's sweet
wow.
Lou with the victory this week. He beat us this weekend. But honestly, that's so awful. That's like I don't even want to know the percentage of how terrible we were.
Oh,
like
I forgot
5
to
out
tell
of 17,
you.
Like Jesus.
He Brock Purdy on the 49ers. After the game, he got on the team plane, and he started getting concussion symptoms. And now he's in
shit.
The concussion protocol. Yep.
Oh,
and guess who
shit.
His backup
I had no
is?
Idea that happened.
Sam Darnold is his backup.
Sam Darnold.
You know, Sam Darnold was supposed to be good coming out of college from, you know, USC.
Yeah.
But he really didn't. I don't know if it. He's been around, too, though.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if he's just never had a good system and a good coach. I mean, I saw him play in college. Mm. You know, I like to watch the USC games, and they usually, a lot of times
the
they play at night,
him.
The late game.
He was on
so
the
I saw him play a lot of games in college, and he was good in college.
Yeah, but the guys on ESPN said not to worry. He'll do good with the personnel that the 49ers have around him.
Well, fuck it. I hope he's got shitty personnel, personally. I hate the fucking 49ers. Hey, with that, we'll go ahead and cut out for the break, and we're going to be right back after these words on Pigskin Nation.
Oh, no.
Hollywood Dragon, Tony P, the United World Champion, hosting UWA Today, UWA News and Matches, and inside information of the entire indie wrestling scene. Listen as the drama unfolds live. Only on the World Generation Podcast Network.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HD TVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
We
We welcome you to the Lone Star State with big wide open arms. But if you're trapping litter, well, that comes with some alarm. You gotta keep our environment clean, and that's the honest truth. So don't you mess with Texas, lest you wanna get the boot. Don't mess with Texas, this land is for me and you. From Dallas to the valley, every highway looking dandy, so future generations can enjoy too.
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Welcome back to Pigskin Nation. We got the week 8 results. And by the way, what an honor it is to have, President Hollywood Tony P and him sponsoring the show as well. It's such a great, great honor. And of course, we also have Hollywood Tony P's President Hollywood, Mr. Hollywood Tony P and his dad, Lou from Brooklyn Matters. All right.
Sweet Lou. Get it?
Yeah. Either way, it don't matter.
Well, you know, it started off as Brooklyn, Lou from Brooklyn, but now it's Sweet Lou from Brooklyn.
We owe that to JD, because JD was the first person that we started saying JD from Pittsburgh, and then everybody became somebody from whoever, and Christian from Philly, then whoever. That's just how that happened. So, but before we go into predictions, Father, what is going on with Aaron Rodgers in New York?
Aaron Rodgers will be on the sidelines Sunday. He said that on what's his name show? Tuesday.
Will Taylor Swift
yesterday.
Be there too?
Who?
Taylor Swift, will she be there too?
No, wherever they're playing, wherever Kansas City's playing, that's where she'll be. I'm not a Taylor Swift fan.
Yeah, I was just wondering because, you know, she's at the games now. And,
right.
Apparently Swifties are now watching football.
They showed you her kissing him on the cheek. You know,
a whole new demographic of viewers. It's almost as if she strategically did that to sell more records. Like,
he had a
funny.
Good game of the Sunday, and she was watching.
But I'm sure he bangs her rightly too, so that's okay.
Oh man!
I mean, you know, it's a give and take. It's a give and take, but I digress.
So Aaron Rodgers will be there, and he said that his rehab is now in a hard part. He says you have good weeks and bad weeks, but he'll be there tomorrow. And what's the quarterback on the Giants, Danny Dimes, that's his nickname, is going to be not playing. He's still not cleared as of today. So,
but they won. They won. I guess.
But who the quarterback that backed up? What's his name on the Giants?
Daniel Jones.
They call him Danny Dimes. The backup. They beat. Look, they won their game, right? But I don't think they're going to beat the Jets because they're calling the Giants the home team.
It's
even
Giants
they,
Jets this week. Oh wow!
Yeah.
I didn't know
and,
that. Oh, wow.
It's at the stadium they both call home, but the NFL is making the Giants the home team. And the Jets are 2.5-point favorite. You want to go over the picks or?
Well, let's find out real quick about
Texas. And they're coming
Texas
off a bye week. All the guys that were like Sauce Gardner back from the
There's nothing to know about Texas right now. Everybody's losing.
Yeah.
You know, the Astros lost. Well, except for, you know, the Rangers.
Yeah, the Rangers. I'm a hockey fan. I'm a diehard Ranger fan. Hockey. Those Rangers.
So the Cowboys and the Texans didn't play last week, so, you know, they at least they didn't lose.
Right.
But we'll see what develops this week. But, yeah. The
Texas, a lot of buys. A lot of
it's
buys.
Such, it's a drag right now, man.
Yeah.
Hollywood, right. What about the Mile High? Anything on the Mile High?
No, I would say that they're going to keep Cortland Sutton and they're going to keep Mims. They probably trade Jerry Jeudy for someone who, there was talk of a contender, but whatever. I mean, if
they
can't
get rid of Jeudy. You know why? Because they will have no receiver like
Jeudy.
Jeudy.
He's trash though. He doesn't do anything. He can't get. Russell Wilson is he is the third longest. Right now he holds the ball the third longest of any quarterback. So he holds it for so long. There every other quarterback.
He's
going to
be 37 years old soon.
So he has to. So the fact that he can't get rid of the ball and the fact that none of the receivers can get open. Jeudy is never open. So Mims is the way, and Cortland Sutton, and then you get a nice receiver, a wide receiver, and you eat Russell Wilson's next year's salary cap, and then whatever
you're
benching.
The guy's got how many
more
years? Get
a quarterback in the draft.
How many
depending
years?
Depending on how they do, however they finish is going to be the determining factor
how
on whether Russell Wilson
on
plays.
The contract? The quarterback.
Three more. They
if
did a 5-year
more,
extension.
They're going to keep him one more year. Then maybe.
Well, yeah,
by the way,
shout out
to Jack Herr. Yeah.
Jack
shout
Herrera?
Out to Jack Herr.
You got some.
Jack Herr.
Jack Herr, the zigzag guy. That's the guy on the zigzag paper, if you didn't know. That's Jack Herr. If
that's
nobody
right.
out there,
one
that's
of the oldest brand papers around.
And the picture is Jack Herrera. If you didn't know, you
shout
wonder
out
who
to
that guy.
Him and
like
Jake Delhomme and Jake Delhomme and all the others.
Yeah,
they use Jack Herrera's face, and the rest is just somebody who's was, you know, the look of a Turkish person, but they used his face. So. There you go, that Jack Herrera. All right, so that's the Mile High report. Let's go. Let's get to our prediction because Blue
right.
needs to.
Yes, I do. Here we go. The Bills
to get back in the
at
incubator.
Home. The Bills at home against the Buccaneers. The Bills are 8.5 point favorites. This is Thursday.
I'll go with the eight. No, because there's up north, and if they're at home, upstate, it's a little cooler.
But it's
going to
be 83 degrees tomorrow.
Whatever, it's not the same. It's not the same, though, because Tampa Bay is hot and humid. Up there is going to be drier
right.
and colder.
In a couple of weeks, it's going to be very cold upstate there. But not now, because this is a freaky
it's
weather.
It's supposed to be 80? That's crazy.
Yeah,
83 we're getting cool.
tomorrow. And they even said they predicted for Saturday up near 80, upper 70s, right? So
we're getting
Sunday
snow on Sunday, so there you go.
Who knows what's going to happen
Sunday.
So I picked the Bills.
I'm going to go with the Bills, too. I'm going to go with the Bills because I don't think Tampa Bay is going to do it.
What about you, Chuck?
Yeah, I'm going with the Bills, too, also because I don't think Tampa Bay is going to do it. They've been on a down streak here lately. After starting out good with old Baker Mayfield,
yeah,
but they've gone downhill since.
Here we go now. The Jets and the Giants.
So put me down. Oh, yes.
I put you down already. The Jets, Giants, and the Giants.
I'll take
the
Jets.
Team. Jets are 2.5. I'm taking the Jets, man, on this one. But they're saying that one guy says, oh, man, the Giants are going to win. No.
I think the Jets are going to win, too. That defense they have is really hot. And I think the quarterback.
Is going to be
– Jets have a
– Aaron Rodgers is going to be there. He's going to be on the field.
Yeah,
he's going to catch
Rodgers.
Any of the stuff that the – yeah.
Right. He's going to have the headphones on.
He's worth the point.
So you want the Giants, Chuck?
I'm taking
the
Jets.
Both home, this is their home stadium. So?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm still taking the Jets.
You're taking the Jets.
You know what? If Aaron Rodgers wasn't there, I would take the Giants. But because Aaron Rodgers is there, I think that's going to make a difference. Here we go.
I said that's worth the point in Vegas. I would give that an extra bonus because he knows how to play football, and he can, if he's on the headset, he can, like, you know, say something to the quarterback. They're not allowed, like, 10 seconds before, right? What? How many seconds are they cut off?
I don't know.
No, I don't know about that, but there's going to be some cheating going on, so I'll let them.
With referees. Yeah, Dallas Cowboys at home. This game, Dallas Cowboys at home, given 6.5 points against the Rams. And I want the Cowboys in that game, man. Are you kidding me?
I'll take the Cowboys, too. Let's ride the horse. Let's ride the horse. Let's be the Cowboys.
Oh, yeah. Get on the wagon, y'all. Get on the wagon.
You too.
I
know
Chuck
doesn't go against
I'm not on the wagon. I'm just there at home, and they didn't play last week, so they're nice and rested, and the fan base in Texas is rabid, so I don't think that the Rams can come in into Texas and do it. And I'm sorry, I don't mind.
I can't take
the Rams. How can you take the Rams?
It's a scripted show, man. You're getting on the wagon. We're gonna circle around the campfire. We're gonna fucking and then when we're done at the end, we're gonna take that fucking wrought iron and we're gonna put it on your ass. Because that's what we do here.
And then, you know, but you got to circle the wagons because of the Native Americans, you know. You are booty, got the fire.
We're gonna brand you, man. We're gonna brand you like a
spear,
man.
Anyway,
but no,
the big star.
Yeah,
brand me with
Cowboys
the star.
Too,
the next game is the Green Bay Packers at home, giving 1 point to the Vikings. I will take the Vikings. I want the Vikings.
I'm going to take Green Bay at home. I'm going to take Green Bay at home.
I'm going against the grain here. But you want Green Bay.
I, too, am taking the Green Bay Packers at home. I think Jordan Love's going to come out and he's going to play a better game and he's going to lead the Packers to victory over the Vikings.
He's
the
been
Vikings.
Showing like he's a little shaky. I'm like,
well, he's
got to
shake it off.
Vikings,
he's
going to
be good,
man. I'm taking the Vikings. This one game, there's a chance that I might, like, in a few days, change that. But I'm taking the Vikings.
Let's check out the standings for this game. The Vikings are 3-4, and the Packers are 2-4. So there you have that.
I just saw
and
a picture of cheese in my head.
Everybody
I
counted,
just saw a picture of cheese.
Counted the Vikings out. Oh, they're not going to do nothing. Now they're fighting for a playoff position, even though it's not half the season yet. That's in 2 weeks. All right, the Falcons. Giving 2.5 points at the Tennessee Titans, and I'm taking the Falcons. I'm taking the Falcons. Yep.
What's the record? What's their record? What's their?
And it has nothing to do with record. The quarterback for the Titans is out. And I never.
He's out.
Out cold.
You talking about
what?
He used to play for the Dolphins.
I didn't catch
Tannehill?
That. Tannehill's
Tannehill?
Out. Yep. He's out.
Well, I'll take the Falcons. They have wings and they have a quarterback, so I'll take them.
No, man.
Yeah, but you know
what
makes
this
me
is
wonder?
Hard. This is a hard game to pick.
They got
man.
A great running back, the Titans. I forgot the guy's name right now.
I'm taking the Falcons too, man, with that kid.
Yeah. They interviewed
with
him
that kid
too.
Quarterback.
Yep.
Long
here
hair.
We go here. The Baltimore Colts. The Indianapolis Colts. They used to be the Baltimore Colts many years ago with Johnny Unitas.
Many.
Anyway, the The Indian.
Tell us again how the bookies used to work, because that was fascinating. I was very fascinated.
Telephone.
We used to have to go behind the dark shed and
you had a phone number. You called the phone number, and you had to have your pencil and paper ready. They would give you their cigars, right? And then you forget it. Then you call them back and give them what you want.
That's
so
amazing.
You never had to go
what?
Behind the shed? You never had to go behind the shed?
No. And then the next week, if you won or lost, there'd be a place you meet the person to get your money, or you had to pay them back. And they used
Where
to
at?
Charge big. That's like an interest on the bets. That's
was that
how
at the church, or where was that?
What?
Yeah, where, behind the shed is where you met them, and they beat
no,
you.
No, I...
And you didn't have the money. If you didn't have the money, they find you. Don't they break your knuckles or something? Isn't that what Rocky was? Rocky was a leg breaker or a thumb breaker?
Rocky Marciano.
Rocky who? Get the... Rocky? What other Rocky is that?
I know, right.
Hey,
yo. Sylvester, Indianapolis Colts at home, giving 1 point to the New Orleans Saints. And
Saints burned me again. Fuck them. Whoever's fighting
the
Saints. Even I don't care, but I'm not taking the Saints. I'll take the other team. Give me the other people.
Colts.
Who's playing the Saints? The Colts. Yes, they can't let me down forever.
It's only 1 point. That means. Even the odds makers are like on the fence with the Saints.
Well, I'm taking the Colts because fuck the Saints and their bullshit.
I'm taking the Saints.
You're taking the Colts, Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's injuries.
I think I'm taking the Colts too, man. That Minshew magic.
Yeah, Minshew.
Gardner Minshew and his magic. He's going to be the next Fitzmagic type of quarterback. That plays for every
and this will be the week. This will
retire.
Be the week that if Chuck, if we're wrong, this will be the week that Lou can overtake me. And
I have a feeling I got 2 picks here that might hurt me, but I don't think so. I don't know.
They could also help you and hurt Chuck, who is leading currently because he had a good first week, and then after that we're all pretty, you know.
Here we go with this game. This game is interesting, right? It's the Dolphins in Florida.
Hey, did you put me
playing
down for
the Patriots? And the Dolphins are at home, and they're 9.5-point favorites. And I'm going to take the
Did you put me down for the Colts, though? Did you put me down for the Colts?
What? I mean the Patriots.
No, I'm talking about the Colts.
The Colts is I took the Saints. You two took the Colts, right?
All right,
so,
great.
All right, now the Patriots, Chuck. You should take them this week because, you know, I mean, they might upset
the Dolphins.
Dolphins are at home. They're at home. They have that advantage. It's hot, but it's cold in New England.
Yep.
It's got to be the Dolphins. It's got to be the Dolphins.
I just don't like the Patriots.
Chuck,
so
take the Patriots. They might
the Dolphins.
Win.
Man, yep. I want to pick the Patriots, but damn it, the Dolphins, man, they lost last week, and I just don't think that they're going to lose two in a row.
And
this is a division
game,
by the way.
They
got the quarterback is going to have a good game for them, the Dolphins.
Yeah, the defense of the Patriots is suspect, so yeah.
They're the fastest team, right?
So
they're the fastest team in the league, Clark.
I'm taking the Dolphins, man.
Okay, all right.
He's taking the Patriots. He's just
Stop
kidding.
It.
He wants the Patriots.
So wait. All right.
Hoodwink
the Jaguars
me.
Visiting.
They're gonna take me behind
the Steelers and they're 2.5-point favorites.
Jaguars visiting the Steelers.
The Steelers at home.
What did the Steelers do last week?
They won.
They out of nowhere, right?
This
at home with momentum.
I mean, they won
Give
against
the
Rams 24-17, and they're 4-2.
And the Jaguars won also. I'm going to go with the Jaguars.
What are the
I'm
Jaguars' record?
I'm taking the Jaguars, too.
All right.
What are the Jaguars' record?
Who are they playing?
No, the record. They're playing the Jaguars are playing the Steelers.
Wait, I'm looking for the game.
And what's the Jaguars' record?
So the record for each team is the Jacksonville is 5-2 and the Steelers are 4-2.
Oh, okay. At home.
So the Steelers have had their bye week and
the
Jaguars have.
Who's the quarterback on the Steelers?
Oh, shit.
I asked them hard questions.
Yeah, this is a tough one.
I'll take, give me the Steelers. I'll take the Steelers. Fuck it. Give me the Steelers.
Hold on.
Fuck it. I don't care. They're at home. They just
won. I'd like to know who the quarterback is of the Steelers, though. That would be interesting to find.
Well,
I'd like
to
know,
you,
too.
Hold on tight.
Nobody told us the standings. What happened to the standings? Where did all
it's the long hair
standings? I'll go over the standings after we make the picks.
Yeah, long hair Kenny Pickett.
And right. That's a tough game to pick. That is a tough game to handicap. It's only 2.5 point favorites.
They're at home. I'll take the Steelers.
Yeah, I
gave
the
Steelers. They both won. Steelers are more rested. Chuck said. Right? They're rested because they had their bye week.
Me and Chuck and I took the Jags, and Hollywood took the Steelers. The next game is the Carolina Panthers at home, getting 3 points from the Texans.
No, man. That's an injustice, man.
That's the worst team in football.
Record.
Fuck are they going to beat the Texans? There's no way, man. I'm taking the
Texans. I have a feeling that the Texans are tanking.
Did the Panthers tank too, though? Are the Panthers 0-1?
The Texans are 3-3. What are you talking about? They're one game
the
behind
Panthers
first
are
place in their division.
0-7, whatever.
Panthers are 0-6, and that the Panthers are given points. Do you think the Panthers
they're
are going to win this game?
The Texans are giving 3 to the worst team in football.
Oh.
Well, no, but let me hypotheticalize with you all. Okay, so if you were the Panthers and you wanted to win a game, would this be the game that you would try to win? Like, if it should look like you're not totally tanking the season, is this a game where you say, let's try?
What's the Texans?
Yes,
record?
You would want to win this game because of the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
All right? The Panthers have the top quarterback in the first round draft overall.
Right.
Whereas the Texans have the second one, and the Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud is doing way better than that petite Bryce Young.
Yep.
You said the Texans were 3-3.
Yeah,
they are. But
so
the Panthers are 0-6, and the three that the Texans have lost have all been one-score games.
So who do you take, Hollywood?
Texans. This isn't a game that the this isn't a game that the Panthers are gonna.
They already know. Look,
try to win.
Only 2 weeks away from half.
They're only gonna try. They're only gonna try to win a game against it if they play like a one in five. You know, if they play somebody really shitty, they'll try to win it. That's it. They're gonna try to tank the rest of the season. They want that quarterback or whatever.
Who do you pick, Chuck?
No, I'm taking the Texans.
Okay.
That's a no-brainer, man.
Yeah.
Texans
okay.
All the way, baby.
Lou, are you taking the Panthers?
No. I'm taking the Texans. Hell no.
I'll try to sneak one in.
Yeah, right. Seahawks at home, giving 3 points to the Browns. And what's his name is out, the quarterback on the Browns?
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, he's out.
He's out. And they're at home. Seahawks,
and
Geno, baby.
The Seahawks.
Give me Geno.
Playing good. I'm taking the Seahawks.
Man,
the
I
Seahawks
gotta stick
home.
With. Oh, Geno's been good to me, man. I gotta
yep.
take the Seahawks. I've been going with the Seahawks all year, and they've been getting points for me.
The Browns are good. Listen, the Browns are good, but without their quarterback, can their defense do the job?
And you know what, man? He got so much money, and he hasn't been showing up because of injuries, man.
No, the Seahawks won last week. What am I talking about? It was bird on bird,
yep.
Feather on feather, wing on wing.
Yeah.
Who do you take?
Wing on wing.
Hollywood.
Seahawks. They're at home. There's no quarterback on the Browns. Like, get the fuck out of here. Like, if I'm wrong, we're all wrong. But this is the right one to be wrong about because on paper, there's no way the Seahawks should lose. So that's probably they're probably going to.
They're at home. It's indoors. And the next game.
So, I mean, the Cleveland Browns are 4-2. And the Seattle Seahawks
are 4-2. Where are their quarterbacks? They don't have a quarterback.
They got P.J. Walker.
Yeah, well.
Maybe you've not heard of him.
Who the fuck is P.J. Walker?
Well, you know, you didn't let me finish. Maybe you haven't heard of him because, you know, neither have I. But, yeah, that's who they have.
The Chiefs. At the Denver Broncos, and the Broncos are getting a big 7.5 points.
Chiefs are going to win. Give me the Chiefs. I'll take the Chiefs.
I can't.
I'm going to be rooting for the Broncos, but, you know, put me down for the Chiefs.
But you want the Chiefs, though, right, Chuck?
I'm taking
seven
the Chiefs,
points.
Man. I'm not giving up a
bet
fucking
this
point.
One.
You're not.
How are they getting this? I would bet this all day.
Chuck, you want the Chiefs?
Not the points.
Yes, Lou. Okay. Put me down for the Chiefs.
Okay, there we go. And the next game is.
What did you pick, Father?
I picked the Chiefs.
Okay,
I can't believe it. And they've been good to me. All right, here we go. The Ravens. The Ravens are visiting the Cardinals, and they're giving a big 8.5 points.
Yeah, man, put me down for the Ravens.
Me too, right.
Yeah, I'll do that. Ravens.
I mean, the thing with the Ravens, even if it comes down to a fucking field goal, they got Justin Tucker, man. He can nail a fucking 66-yarder. Who else could fucking do that?
Right.
It's Ravens
and
all day long, baby.
This game going to change, man. The 49ers at home against the Bengals. And what's his name is in protocol. I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Who's in protocol? Son. What's going on?
Joe Burrow
Brock
is the
Purdy.
Quarterback for the Bengals, and Brock Purdy is in concussion protocol.
So he's not going to play Sunday?
No, unless they clear him. As of right now, no.
Concussion, how far is concussion protocol?
Sometimes they make you wait 2 weeks, man. I know it. Remember, what's his
name?
Well,
how are we supposed to know? This is something that I would love to know.
That's
the
why.
Day of.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Did not play.
Because you want to know, President Hollywood.
Yeah.
1 hour ago, Kyle Shanahan has spoken and said that Brock Purdy has enough time to clear the concussion protocol for Sunday versus Bengals. So I'm going to go with the
coaches say that,
49ers.
And then the next thing you know, the guy don't play.
And even
I'm
so, they have.
I was going to go the
Sam
49ers
Darnold.
Anyway.
Yeah, and they have Sam Darnold.
Holly, you were taking the 49ers, right?
Yeah, you take the – yeah, so this is another one where either you gain a point or you drop to the own.
Chuck, who do you take?
Chuck's 49ers. Unstoppable, though, so.
Okay.
Chuck's unstoppable, so I don't know. He's still got the lead.
You
it's
know
hard
what?
To make
I'm
up
changing
the ground.
Mine. I'm changing mine to the 49ers. I just realized something.
What?
Man, you have gone for the Bengals?
because the quarterback on the Bengals is good, man. The guy played in the Super Bowl last year.
Yeah,
but if the 49ers are – if he's going to play
right,
their quarterback,
lose
like,
two
at
in
home.
Row, but Brock Purdy
as
at
much
home,
as I hate to say it, man, the 49ers are a very well-rounded team, man. the fucking, what's their names? The Bengals are fucking 3-3.
Right. But is Sam Darnold going to play like Sam Darnold throwing interceptions, or is he going to play good because he has good personnel around him?
Well, I hope he plays good. I'd like to see a good Sam Darnold out there, man. I was a big fan of his when he was at USC. And I'd like to see, you know, that Sam Darnold again.
Here we go now. The Chargers, L.A. Chargers.
Oh, against, my goodness.
Against the Bears, given 8.5. Chargers at home.
Man, the Chargers right now.
I'm not taking
the Bears
again.
The Chargers are 2-4.
Why are they?
Who would have thought? I can't believe this shit.
Right?
They were like top contenders last year.
That's a
lot of points. What are the Bears at, 2-5?
The Bears are 2-5, and the Chargers are 2-4. So it's a battle of the teams that have won two points.
I better believe it is. The Bears have been playing. But will the Bears have enough to beat them at home? They're playing at home, the Chargers.
I don't really care, but the Bears.
I'm taking the Chargers. This is
5 hours ago, they're saying that Justin Fields is still unlikely to play.
Right, with the
who's Justin Fields?
So they're going to be going with that Tyson Bagent.
Yeah, but he showed a pretty
good. The Chargers?
Good. No,
the Bears.
Bears.
What? Oh,
the
yeah,
Chargers
okay,
have
I'll
that long
Chargers.
Hair, Justin Herbert.
I'm taking the Chargers. Hollywood's taking the Chargers.
The long hair, long hair.
Yeah, I'm taking the long-haired kid, man. It's not his fault that they're losing these games,
Chuck
man.
Takes the Chargers,
and he's
too.
A good player.
Yep. Somebody's got to win this one, and it's somebody's got to win it.
Here
and
we
the
go.
Bears
the last game. This is the last game. The Lions at home against the Raiders, giving you 8.5. That's a tough.
Lions.
I'll take the Lions.
No, hell no, man. I'm taking the Lions. Put me down for the Lions.
Yeah.
They lost last week, and they're going to bounce back this year. It's a rubber game, man. They're going to come back.
Right. They're not going to lose two like that.
A Trojan rubber?
I'll tell you, man, that they were beat last week. Who beat
the
Lions?
5-2, the Lions.
Yeah. Yep. And that's the picks for week 8.
Week 8, and then there's more buys. I mean, it's getting
it was the Ravens
right now.
Beat the shit out of the Lions.
Who looks good? Who do you guys think? Who's gonna win? Who's still up there? I still think it's.
I
still think the Chiefs. The officials are steering it, and for them, and whoever plays them is gonna win. But definitely the 49ers, Eagles are gonna play each other eventually to see who's better.
They're all going to go through Dallas, and Dallas is going to win everything because I'm a typical Cowboys fan, and that's the way typical Cowboys fans think.
Dallas,
and the fucking
man,
Cowboys are going to win the Super Bowl, baby.
All right, let's see the standings. I got them right here. The standings
in the
Conference, right? East, Miami in first place, 5-2. Buffalo in second place, 4-3. And the Jets are in third place, 3-3. New England in last place in the East, 2-5. In the South, Jacksonville, 5-2. Houston behind them, 3-3. Indianapolis behind Houston, 3-4. And Tennessee, 2-4. The North, Baltimore in first place, 5-2. Cleveland in second place, 4-2. Pittsburgh in third place, 4-2. And Cincinnati coming up the rear, 3-3. Right? And then the West. In the West, that's funny. In the West, Kansas City, 6-1. Yeah, a lot of comedians do that sometimes. Kansas City is 6-1. Damn, moving that team. That one loss that they had in the beginning of the year. Vegas behind them, 3-4. Chargers at 2-4, and Denver 2-5. Right? And now we're
Denver's
going to
beat the Chiefs. I'm not changing my pick, though. But Denver's going to beat the Chiefs.
Here we go to the National
But I'm not changing
conference.
My pick.
These are the National Conference. Philadelphia, first place, 6-1.
Hey, you forgot the South, man. You didn't call the South.
I did
fuck
the South.
Fuck the South, you fucking Confederate cocksuckers.
The Jaguars, 5-2. The Texans, 3-3. The Colts, 3-4. The Titans, 2-4.
Here's the National Conference now. But I think I announced this out in the beginning.
Is
but
anybody
anyway.
Won in anything? Is anybody, aside from the Panthers are 0-6, we know that, but is who's the next shittiest?
0-6. Arizona. 1-6. Arizona.
Yeah, the Cardinals are 1-6.
Yep. You want me to go over the National Conference? Philadelphia in first place?
Yeah.
6-1, please. Dallas 4-2, Washington 3-4, Giants 2-5. In the South, Atlanta 4-3, Tampa Bay 3-3, New Orleans 3-4, and Carolina 0-6. Then you go to the North, Detroit 5-2, Minnesota 3-4, Green Bay 2-4, and Chicago 2-5. In the West, San Francisco 5-2, Seattle 4-2, Rams 3-4, and Arizona, the second worst team, 1-6, and that is the standings in the NFL. And that's it.
Well,
does
right.
Carolina win a game this year? Are they going to win anything?
Oh yeah, they're going to.
And who
win.
Are they
going
to win against?
Who would they play where they can win? That's what I'd like to know.
I mean, do they want to win, though?
Do they play Arizona? Right? Let's see.
So this weekend
Arizona,
they're playing
maybe.
The Lions. I mean, I'm sorry, the Texans. Then they play the Colts, who are...
No, they're not going to win that. Keep going. They're not going to
win
that.
And then they have the Bears.
They might.
And then,
maybe, no.
And then they have the Cowboys.
So
no.
Put them down for a loss there.
Who's the quarterback on that team? The Carolina.
I'm telling you, it's that petite Bryce Young, the first round draft pick from last year.
Right, and they
overall.
Haven't won a game yet. Wow.
He's freaking 5'8" in cleats, this guy. So it was a bad choice from the get go.
Yep.
Who else they got? You keep going. Where were we at?
Carolina's facing. All right, so then they got the Buccaneers, in December. And
there's
then they got
still
the
nine
Saints.
Games left.
The Panthers.
There's 18 games
the
no.
Packers. I mean, I'm sorry, the Falcons, the Packers.
This is the
and goal. They close out against the Jaguars and the Buccaneers.
Listen, this is the only week. That's why this is the only week that they could theoretically win if they, but other than that, I don't see them winning any of those other games, man. So like
unless they play Arizona,
they don't though. They don't. You saw the schedule. But they're not going to go for a quarterback. They're not going to go for. They're going to trade the pick away. They'll have the number one pick. They'll trade it for a buttload. They'll trade it for like four number ones and whatever, because everybody wants this quarterback, right? So they'll trade it to somebody where the quarterback wants to go. Somebody who has a lot of money and is going to pick up this kid.
You know what's on ESPN? The Dallas Maverick game against the San Antonio Spurs. There's one by Ama.
I don't know who Mumbayama is, but
this guy is 7'5".
He looks. I tell you what, man. He looks like a bad cartoon character from some video game. Like not a good video game. Like
he's
an
agile,
earlier video
though.
Game.
He's,
his freaking
like,
arms look like they're longer. And
he's
got to
put on.
This is so weird, man.
He's got to work out his biceps, man. Really, man.
Yeah, he's got to work out, man. A little too light.
But the height. I like to see him when he plays Porzingis. Porzingis is 7'3". He's about 7'5", this kid.
So before we go, who's the Super Bowl pick? Father, Street Lou.
Too early for that Super Bowl. It's either going to be the Eagles one team and Kansas City, but I would either Kansas City or like, you know, that's it. Kansas City or
Stop
Philadelphia.
Stop it, man. It's the Cowboys all day long, man.
Oh. Stephen A. Smith, you probably hate Stephen A. Smith, right?
Who?
You know,
oh, yeah,
I mean,
I fucking hate that guy.
He hates
If I see him, I'd fucking punch him in the mouth. I don't give a shit about a fucking chart.
Hey, you
I'll
know who's
going to
win
chart.
The Super Bowl? I'll tell you right now. The Super Bowl winner is going to be the Broncos. They're going to win the Super Bowl.
This kid is already scoring, man.
The biggest underdog, they're going to make it in by a point or something stupid. And then they're going to go all the way.
Let's go ahead and cue the lady, man. Can we cue the lady? Is there a lady?
Yeah, end the show. Let's end the show. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, no, it's 10 o'clock. Right. Time flies when you're having a good time. Ow. I just hit my
knee. It does, man. But, yeah, we'll see you next week for Sweet Lou from Brooklyn Matters. And the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. I am Chucky Pigskin, and thank you much for listening to Pigskin.
Presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.